Welcome back, Rural Route, Trent Lewis. Hank Vogler checking in from White Pine County, Nevada. You got to know history to know where we're going.
Well, could I put an epilogue into the Upton Sinclair being a vegan?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Walton, I think he's my age, or but he was very
anti-American
and all
no
of
longer.
That. Basketball player for Portland Trail Blazers. And, of course, at that time I lived in Southeast Oregon, so we get a lot of news. Well, in any other country on earth, he'd have been probably a house painter because he wouldn't need a ladder. But he made millions or whatever for the day and time. He's pretty important. And he refused to eat meat, and he had all kinds of things that were against the, you know, America. And anyhow, they claim that his career was cut short because he quit eating meat. And he was told by more than one doctor, this will shorten your career. Your joints are not healing, or whatever the issue was. So anyhow, I don't know if he'd ever listened to that. Never heard of him after that, but that was what that was said more than once. So,
well, you outlived him.
So, oh, is he tipped over?
Yes.
Oh, darn.
I think it's been a couple of years now. Huh. Maybe three.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, that was a big deal. That I mean, it was in the news a lot that he was like, not only just wouldn't do it, but he was always taking a stand about it.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, that's life. I guess out here, I went to a funeral Saturday of my next door neighbor, good friend, and his cousin, known him for years too. And he was older than Gog. And anyhow, we got to visiting about, he was telling me about what his father told him about the 1930s and the droughts and everything like that. In 1934, I guess it just about cleaned out everybody in White Pine County because of the drought. And they just all went broke. There was nothing for the animals to eat or anything like that. And I don't know if that helped precipitate the Taylor Grazing Act, but anyhow, in my youth, there was a gentleman by the name of Walter Baring, who was the lone congressman from Nevada. The cattlemen and sheepmen had a lot of power, and they pretty well controlled what was going on with the Taylor Grazing Act. And of course, the sheep guys basically knew that it was to eliminate them because of the big snows that they had back in the 1890s. Wiped out most of the cattle, and the sheep guys somehow survived or were able to get in the business. And so they were competing for the same country. And the Taylor Grazing Act, according to them, some of them hired an attorney and tried to fight it, because before that, the county sheriffs would come out, count your sheep, and charge you for being on that portion of their county. That was the bureau, or whatever you want to call it. So there's always been controversy, but the cattlemen were cattle barons, as they were called, or whatever, kind of had the control of how the Taylor Grazing Act was put together. And the sheep guys pretty well saw the handwriting on the wall. Well, it's still going on today. The BLM is totally DEI. It no longer has anything to do since the 1980s, NEPA and all those other processes. Had just been, you know, read the statistics, the number of AUMs, the number of ranchers, everything else has just fallen in the toilet. And of course, other issues have popped up, wild horses and, all the huge fires that have shown up as a result of no grazing. And I guess in a way, Nebraska's kind of in the same boat, aren't they? Could some of that have been curtailed had there been more grazing? I don't know enough about Nebraska to have an opinion, but you do.
No, that's inaccurate. There is no reduction of grazing that's led to these fires. It's more tied to double our normal precipitation last year. And I mean, you could have said, well, you can increase growth, but we were all pretty excited. Hank, it's April 1st and my cows are still out grazing my pasture. That's how much extra forage I had. Same
No.
number of cows, and
Yeah.
it's just there.
Uh-huh.
But I want to back up. We can talk about Nebraska fires. We can get lost in that. I want to back up to 1934 Taylor Grazing Act. So you have always told me what you just said there, that the 34 Taylor Grazing Act, which by the way was amended in 55. And I don't think the amendment's a big deal, but that you can read it if you'd like to. It's riveting reading. There's no mention of sheep. It's just talking about livestock. And so the reason that I would see that it was targeting sheep is because in 34, the sheepmen were very nomadic. And it's clear that this is tying the grazing permits. They didn't use the word allotment. I never found the word allotment in there one time. The grazing permits to that homestead and to the local area of livestock producers.
I have an Irish family friend, been buds since the third grade. His grandfather was in Idaho in the summertime, in Southeast Oregon in the wintertime, and they had a little homestead to kind of hold things together in a place called Rocky Basin, and that's an understatement, but that held them together, but it put them out of business. And a lot of the Basque people, Mama had a boarding house or a hiring hall for other Basque immigrants. And a lot of them wintered in Nevada, lambed in Eastern Oregon, and summered in Idaho. So their base property was actually a piece of property, maybe in Boise, maybe in Winnemucca, maybe in Burns, Oregon, where they. That was their headquarters. Pete Obiega had a house down the street from my mom and dad. I used to mow his lawn when I was a little kid. Gave me my first sheep, by golly. But anyhow, yeah, it was just that's the way they were nomads. And Ramona Morrison had a map, and probably still does to this day, of all the sheep allotments, all the cow allotments. It was already divided out, even back to the Transcontinental Railroad. In that issue, I was told by her that all pre-existing rights had to be maintained, even with the checkerboard. So the agriculture stockman had a kind of leg up even back in the 1860s. So yeah, there's a, you know, the, people have been getting gaslighted on these things for years, and now everybody at the BLM practically is a environmentalists, greenie, you know, frog lickers, or they're hunters, and they've been poisoned by the different departments of wildlife. That the evil is the sheep, because they want to put the wild sheep up there. But I've been in several places around the world where it's not even relevant, and they still have the die-offs, and it's just ridiculous. But it's a tool that they're now using. And I guess a friend of mine called me 2 days ago, and I guess they are having a big die-off in Oregon. They can't find any sheep to blame it on. So guess what, cowboys? Get in line. You're next.
No, that's not a joke. That's happening, and that's been the moral of our conversation for now 22 years.
Yeah. It's, of course, next thing you're going to blame it on you and me, because I think we also carry the mycoplasma. Livestock, I think about every warm-blooded animal carries it, including man. And all it is when the organism's in your body, and when you're stressed, in cattle it's called shipping fever, and when you're so down and so hurt by the environment, bad winter or a lion chasing you around, they get overwhelmed and they tip over and die.
So there are two things that we need to continue to expound upon within the 34 Taylor Grazing Act, and I'm telling you that so that I remember when we come back with the second half of Rural Roundup. We'll talk about those two things, which are huge and leads to most of Hank's problems today when Rural Roundup continues after this. Time to talk about healthy living. I'm talking about cardiovascular health. If the blood flow's not right, everything else is going to be a struggle. It's that simple. Get more details about nitric oxide and the essential aspects of nitric oxide to cardiovascular health. And there does seem to be some confusion because, N101.com is the current website. We had some others. I just want to point out that this is the place you need to go. This is the one that Dr. Nathan Bryan manages, owns, and operates from, nitricoxideN101.com, and TL10 will be the coupon code. That's TL10 on N101.com. Start your day getting the blood flow to every extremity of your body. Brain fog will be gone if your blood flow is right. Once again, N101.com. TL10, coupon code.